Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our friend Stephen Ruscito on the show. Stephen Ruscito is the Managing Director and Chief Economist at Mizuho Securities USA. He's the author of Symptomatic to Systemic and also Disequilibrium, and he's here to help us have our FedWatch show. Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back, as always. So today is the second day of a two-day meeting the Fed has. You know, years ago they only had two-day meetings once or twice a year. Now they seem to have almost all of them 2 days. And today's the day that they're going to, later in the day, announce their, well, they'll make an announcement about rates. And what do you think they're going to do with rates? We'll find out later in the Beige Book what they actually talked about. But the big news today will be, what about rates? What do you think?
Well, there are two questions here that you're basically answering. One is, what are they going to do and what should they do? What they're going to do is nothing. What they should be doing is becoming more accommodative. And they should be becoming more accommodative both in terms of interest rates and in their balance sheet.
You mean lowering rates? Lowering rates and adding to their balance sheet.
Correct.
Printing more money.
That's what they should
be doing. Printing more money, basically.
Exactly correct. The reason why they should be doing this is basically the U.S. dollar keeps on firming, and the U.S. dollar puts us in an uncompetitive position.
Right.
And the U.S. dollar exposes us to importing global deflationary pressures, which is one of the reasons why U.S. corporations have no pricing power. It's one of the reasons why companies are being squeezed from the top line down. And in an environment where
the tax cuts we got from the last tax bill, though, we've kind of squeezed the benefit out of those, right? So now we need something else. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's not just the tax cut bill. It's just that the currency itself. I mean, we continue to put ourselves in a position where, because we have higher yields than everybody else, mm-hmm. people wanted to buy dollar assets. And
right.
buy dollar assets, you have to buy dollars.
It's a safe haven
move, isn't it? Well, it is a bit of a safe haven move, and to be honest with you, against the global backdrop where everybody else is suffering substantially more
right.
and everybody else is dealing with deflation, the dollar has a natural tendency to go up.
But is it smart for the Fed, though?
Not allowing inflation.
Is it smart for the Fed? Isn't it? It's not consistent with their goals, with their charter, to lower rates to chase the low yields of the rest of the world, is it?
No, but it's you got to understand the Federal Reserve is supposed to create an environment in which the economy can grow on a healthy basis,
mm-hmm.
and in an environment in which corporations are facing depression or deflationary pressures, it squeezes top line revenue and it makes it harder and harder to employ people. Remember, the Federal Reserve is supposed to create long term sustainable growth, and in an environment in which you are dealing with deflationary pressures being imported, you're not allowing the sustainability of growth on a long-term basis, and therefore you have to look at that side of the equation and talk about interest rates coming down, because the dollar needs to be lower than it is. The dollar right now is unfortunately continuing to climb and will eventually get us back up to 100.
But is that just the Fed? Is it just the Fed's obligation to manage the value of the dollar? I think there are other factors there, aren't there? I mean, what I worry about, what is the Fed funds rate now today?
Well, the funds rate is about 1.625%.
So that's very little ammunition of the Fed if we have a downturn to turn things around. Their balance sheet is already bloated in a unprecedented way. Aren't you talking about moving us into more dangerous, less ammunition?
The balance sheet is bloated because we've changed the rules. It's not bloated in the new world environment. We have thrown on this banking industry and on this economy Dodd-Frank, the Volcker Rule, BIS-3,
yeah.
All these three pieces of legislation have fundamentally changed the workings of our financial system. And therefore, what was an unbloated balance sheet 7 years ago is cannot be compared to where we are today. It is a very different regulatory environment.
It's a different world. There's no question it's a different world.
Very different world.
So, and we're going to talk about this some more, some of these details some more, folks. And I promise you we'll do our best to keep it simple because that's what I need too. But before we take the break, the Fed will not change rates today. That's my prediction. What do you think?
The Fed's not going to change rates today. No, they should, but they're not.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I need your website, Stephen.
We unfortunately are not allowed to give that out on this radio.
Really?
I
okay. Can I say the name of your company, Mizuho Securities?
Sure, Mizuho Securities USA.
USA. Managing Director and Chief Economist there. Yeah, the securities law is of 33 and 34 are pretty strict, folks. 20 till, right back with Stephen Rashido after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.